Afterword. Hopefully, after reading this book, you have a good understanding of the basic principles of machine learning. You've now been introduced to several different types of popular machine learning models and their uses. We've explored how advanced data scientists are using machine learning to create predictions and the parameters that they need to create predictions that are accurate and dependable when introduced to new data. The beauty of data science and machine learning is the broad range of applications. If you go out and gain machine learning experience, then there is a broad range of jobs and opportunities working with all kinds of data. Whether you like the competition and the rush of business, and you want to use models that predict the rise and fall in stocks, or guess what a customer will buy next, or maybe you have an interest in medicine and healthcare, you can apply machine learning to improve cancer diagnosis and get new insights into the characteristics of a disease and how it will affect different individuals. Wherever your interests may lie, there is an opportunity for machine learning to be implanted to improve upon what we can already do. The more that the world becomes connected, the more data will become available. Almost everyone has some type of smart device recording and tracking of their user data. Data scientists are finding more creative ways to learn from and interpret that data. Machine learning is a way for data scientists to examine trends that are beyond the scope of human comprehension, which means that our predictions will continue to get more accurate and our data more useful. Computers will only continue to get more powerful, and that power will become more and more accessible, which means that machine learning and data science will no longer be just buzzwords, but widely applied methods of finding valuable information. It's not just large businesses utilizing data and machine learning anymore. It's becoming more feasible for even smaller businesses to incorporate big data into their decision-making processes. Now that you know the basic theory of machine learning, it's time for you to keep going and find ways to apply and practice the knowledge. If you are interested in being a data scientist that specializes in machine learning, this book is only the beginning of the process. I highly recommend you commit yourself to learn a language like Python, R, or C++. It's the next step in becoming a data scientist, and in applying these machine learning theories into actual models and algorithms. Thanks to the internet, there is a vast number of books, videos, and tutorials available for free that will take you through the process of learning computer languages. There has never been a better time to learn how to code and create your own models. This book is only a small piece of a large collection of information available on the subject. If you're serious about machine learning, then this shouldn't be the only book you read. You can find entire books describing the process of specific models. Neural networks are a field that is so advanced that you could find entire books based on that specific type of model alone. It's not a bad idea to pick up a few statistics study guides so that you can refer to them when you have a question. Be on the lookout for possible sources of data that you might be able to utilize, and potential questions that may be interesting to explore with statistical mathematics. The job opportunities alone are enough reason to pursue further knowledge in the field. There is a shortage of experienced data scientists who can apply the methods and techniques listed in this book. This means there is an opportunity for someone who wills to get their hands dirty and start coding their own models. There are businesses and organizations out there right now searching for people who can use this information properly. Keep in mind that this demand won't exist forever. Already, universities across the globe are creating new degree programs specifically geared towards data science as a blend of computer science and statistics. This means that the next generation of data scientists is already on their way. So begin your learning now. Find an online tutorial and some free datasets online and start figuring out how to regress and classify using this book as a guide. Learn each model one at a time. Find examples on the internet of finished models and try to see if you can replicate the results. It takes time to learn programming languages, so be patient and seek out new opportunities to learn and adapt your skills. Try one of the online communities specific to statistical modeling in order to cut your teeth and learn from what other data scientists are doing. I advise you to check out Kaggle.com. It's a website that hosts statistical modeling competition for aspiring data scientists. Different companies and organizations post contests with the datasets included. It's a great way to experiment with a variety of tasks and get data to work with. Old contests are also available online of associated tutorials on YouTube.com and other data science communities for you to learn from. It's probably the best way for an aspiring data scientist to expand his or her resume and network with other data scientists.